God, what is wrong with the MGTOW community these days? It's like... Excuse me for that call right there. Don't need to be talking to anybody right now except for my MGTOWs out there. Now, there's a problem. It doesn't matter. It seems like everything I upload or everybody else uploads, everybody has a problem with it. It's like we can't go our own way freely. Especially if we're still the type of guys who are level 2 MGTOWs out there, who still pump and dump, you know, who still like to get with bitches. I certainly still like to do that. I like to get with them. I do. I like to hook up with women. What the fuck is wrong with that? I've seen a lot of people bitching at Zangotti and at Mike the MGTOW Man. You know, I don't believe in that monk mode status. I never did. And monks, they are the biggest problem. A lot of them are a huge problem in the community. They think if you are a monk, that you are a true MGTOW. That's not necessarily true. I'm a true MGTOW. I've been a true MGTOW since I was fucking 12 years old. And yes, there's temptation out there. And I know you guys have fallen into it yourselves. Okay, nobody's perfect in this fucking community. So get off of Mike the MGTOW Man's back about him hooking up with bitches. Get off of Zangotti's back for hooking up with bitches. You guys are pissed off probably because you're fucking jealous. I hate to break it down to you because, you know what, some people in this MGTOW community, I can tell you go monk status. I can just fucking tell. Because there are some men out there who absolutely cannot get laid. Period. And these two gentlemen that you're bitching about can get laid. As well as myself. Okay? As you guys know, I'm only looking for one particular woman. I am not looking for just a pump and dump session. I want to fucking actually make some money. Sure, I'll be paying for the pussy. I don't give a fuck, but I'll get a return out of it. And I will. You know, that's some real incel shit if you're making fun of people who could still get laid and still be a fucking MGTOW. That's some fucking incel shit. You're either fucking jealous because they can get laid, or you're just a fucking hater in general. Or you absolutely hate women. Now, if I do decide to pump and dump a bitch, I ain't gonna fall in love with it. As far as I'm concerned, they ain't falling in love with them, right? They ain't cohabitating with the woman, right? They're just fucking them, right? That's all I'm hearing. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. It's the same when I get off at the airport. I always have to fucking take a wicked whiz when I get off the airplane to change planes to go on to my next. I go to the urinal to relieve myself, right? That's what it's for, right? That's how I see a bitch, as a urinal. So, I get off the airplane, I go and take a wicked whiz in the nearest urinal, and I take a wicked whiz, and I'm like, ah. And after I'm done, I'm relieved. I wash my hands, check my hair, then I'm on my way. I'm relieved. But do I fall in love with the urinal? Do I fall in love with it? Do I? No. I don't fall in love with it. That's how I treat a woman. The same fucking way. I fuck her to relieve myself, right? That's it. Do I fall in love with her? No, I don't! There are some things I fall in love with. I do like wine. When I'm drinking wine, these ones happen to be the stuffed ones with garlic in them. I got all kinds on the table right now. I got feta cheese filled. I got blue cheese filled. I got the regular. I got the jalapeno. Matter of fact, I'm going to try me one of these right now. Yeah, there are certain things that you can fall in love with, like olives. I like olives. Well, this one's calling my name right now, the blue cheese ones. Well, I like olives because, for one, they prevent cancer. That's why I eat them. Are you guys... just get off any MGTOW's back out there. If they want to fuck bitches, fine. I want to fuck bitches, and I do it. So that's that. Leave them alone. Are you fucking jealous? I mean, that's just way too over the top for me. To be completely away from... I've met people in the MGTOW community completely stay away from women. Even if there's like a female clerk at the grocery store, they'll sit around all fucking day until a male one gets in there. That's how extreme it's gotten. And it's, quite frankly, this is getting fucking ridiculous already. Stop kicking sand in people's faces in their own fucking sandbox. Stop doing it. I like to hook up with bitches, and I know most of the MGTOW community hates me. I don't like a lot of MGTOWs either. A lot of you fucking monks out there who don't create content and over here talking down to me saying that, oh, you're not a real MGTOW, you still don't fucking associate with women, you still have to hook up and fuck them. Of course I do, motherfucker. I can make money off of them, you stupid son of a bitch. I never was into this monk shit. Okay? There is temptation out there. There's a lot of temptation. And it's a part of life. Fuck. I don't envy any fucking MGTOWs who pay to have sex. Who gives a fuck? There's this old song, Motorhead. You got yours and I got mine. Because women see us as ATM machines and I see them as a fucking urinal. That's how I fucking see them. Just to fucking relieve myself. Bottom line. Do I cohabitate with them? With these women? No, I don't. Do I marry them? Do I have kids with them? Just for the fuck of it? No. You can still be a fucking MGTOW. There are fucking 5 different levels of MGTOW out there. Read the book! Sick of this fucking fighting. I'm sick of fucking people pointing fingers at, you're not a MGTOW, you're not a MGTOW, oh, you're not a MGTOW, you ain't using Rosie and your 5 friends, oh, that's a real MGTOW, you ain't fucking a doll, that's a real MGTOW. Shut the fuck up, a lot of you got this fucking shit twisted. I'm a level 2 MGTOW, you understand? I still fuck bitches. I just like to fuck them in a different way, I like to make a fucking profit off of their fucking moist hole. So get off each other's backs. If you want to fuck bitches, then go off to your fucking mammy panty land without pussy and everything, and just fucking go on with your fucking life. And stop fucking pussy, stop fucking dick policing everybody, and say, oh, you're not a MGTOW because you fucked a girl last night. You're not a MGTOW because you did this to the girl last night. You're not a MGTOW because you work with a girl. Look, I didn't come in here to the MGTOW community for a sausage fest, okay? I don't want to make this a fucking sausage fest. I see women when I fucking feel like it. With you or without you, MGTOW brothers. I'm not about sausage fests. Hell, if I wanted a sausage fest, all my fucking life I'd be fucking gay. I'd be sucking cock and all this fucking shit, but I don't do that. So get off each other's backs. I'm sick of this fucking shit already. I think you're just fucking jealous. I think you're jealous because they can get with women you can't. That is some fucking incel shit. Paying attention to someone else. Oh, he's getting with women. He's not a MGTOW. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You're sticking your dick in a moist hole. Fuck you, dude. No. Fuck you. I don't care if I lose subscribers. I don't give a fuck about subscribers, man. I am the hardcore fucking MGTOW around here. I am dark and underground. And that's how I'm going to keep it. You don't like my yelling and screaming? You don't like my fucking criticism? Go fuck yourself! I don't give a fuck! I don't give a fuck about you losing 1,000 subscribers! I don't give a fuck anymore! I did my fucking duty, I saved a life! Not too long ago! I know exactly what the fuck I'm doing, and when I'm around a woman, I know exactly how to deal with it! So get off of Mike the MGTOW man's back, just because he hooks up with bitches. Who cares if he said he was a monk at one time? I knew at one point, a lot of these monks out there, I met a couple of them already, that have got themselves out of that monk mode. Because temptation is a part of life. Sometimes when a hot bitch fucking gives you the eye, and you just have to fucking go over there to see what the fuck is going on. Get off each other's backs. Leave people alone. You can still fuck bitches and be a MGTOW. Don't cohabitate with a woman, don't get married to them, and don't have kids with them. And the fourth rule should be, don't fuck with your other MGTOW brothers. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.